From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with U.S. politics, where Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump shared the same stage at a charity event in New York Thursday night. The Al Smith dinner featured the two candidates trading what were intended to be humorous barbs. But from the crowd's reaction, both candidates appear to have gotten mixed reviews. Earlier, Trump revealed he will accept the election results if he wins. But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters at a rally in Florida Thursday that Trump casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful.
That is not a joking matter. No. I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous, because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. Then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the campaign. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked to the Mosul operation. This is VOA News. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The head of the Sinaloa drug cartel was recaptured in January after escaping for a second time from a maximum security prison. Guzman is currently being held in a northern Mexico prison. Mexico has said it expects to extradite Guzman by February. Turkey claimed Thursday to have killed as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish fighters in airstrikes, Dorian Jones reports.
The Turkish military says its air force launched 26 strikes on 18 targets, killing as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish YPG fighters. If confirmed, it would be the deadliest attack on the YPG by Turkish forces. The YPG is militarily backed by the United States as a key ally in the war against Islamic State terrorism. But Ankara accuses the Syrian Kurds of being a terrorist organization linked to the Turkish Kurd PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
And what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States, following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
I have separated from them, so I will be dependent on you for all time. But do not worry, we will also help as you help us.
Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow. He said he might also go to Russia to talk to President Vladimir Putin to tell him that there are three of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. America officials say they have gotten no formal notice from the Philippine government about a separation from the United States. In South Sudan, President Salva Kiir is threatening to personally lead military operations against armed groups in central South Sudan if gunmen continue to attack civilians along a key road. President Kiir made the remarks while speaking to members of his party during an event in Juba. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.